being from Seattle, I have written a lot about salmon. Salmon being the heart and soul of the land in Seattle. It's the spirit of the land. So I've written a lot of poems about salmon, but this is from a suite of poems from a book called Wisdom of the Body, and it goes through various stages of the salmon's life. So since we are in the fall, I'm going to read the fall poem and the winter poem, which is, of course, the sex poem and the death poem. Now, I have to tell you that salmon have this, you see it, this line across the sides of their body called the lateral line. And it is a sensory organ. And what they do is they come up together and they do not touch, but they just kind of quiver together and feel each other without touching. Salmon sex. So, okay, so this poem, well, yeah, that's what it's meant to be. Yeah. This poem is called The River Dance, and it has an epigraph from a Ainu poet from northern Japan, a native Japanese poet. Aflame with the crimson color of marriage, the salmon seek their lovers. For the salmon, the art spinning out life is an act of death. For the salmon, life lives in death. The salmon bets its life on love. So this is in the female salmon's voice. Choose the depth. The site for depth and current, water flow and roll, turn, push, and burrow gravel, deepen the red. Settle in to test the depth, busy while the males fight to get to me. The prize, my hope chest full of posterity. I choose the reddest one. Aflame with the crimson color of marriage, torn and tattered, but flushing deep burgundy slash mark pattern. I pass back and forth over him, caressing his back and sides while the others drift away, all their fire fading to dull gray. Crouching together, we hover, pulsing along the thin dark stripes, our lateral lines sensing every quiver, throbbing our ancient dance of love and risk, spinning out our lives, we love each other to death. And then after that, they mate, then they die. So this is the next stage. It's called Ghost Salmon, and it has the epigraph also from Meiko Chikpaku, who's the Ainu poet I worked with. The salmon die, ah, so tenderly. This is from her poem. Everything draws down toward autumn, and the way light is broken in splintered color. We are broken to feed the multitudes. Take, eat, this is my body. This is my blood. Eagle and osprey, raven and bear, stonefly and gull tear my flesh. My silt settles and salts the stream. Cedar and fern, algae and fungi, amoeba and protozoa suck a rich soup. My body emptied of eggs, milky melt settled, completing the circle. Eelgrass and catkin cougar and lynx creating life from the dead, food for the stream. I feed all comers. And I'm going to read one more, leaving the salmon, but staying with fall. This is kind of a pan to the color red in autumn. So this is called September Shoes. And the epigraph is from poet Joe Safty. Why do things get so colorful before they're about to die? Red shoes run faster with burnt sienna hair. Red wine tastes richer, a dark grape dare on the lip of crystal. Simple pleasures rise to the level of their own complexity. Red cars sleeker, seeking the color of speed through vermilion temper tantrums in the loop back miles of memory. Red leaves fall on a slate-colored pool, hold the nests of salmon, clinging at shallow edges. Reds hold eggs with great round eyes, open for clues of the return road. Flames flickering in a fire dance, red party dresses with flashing skirts, inevitable, unexpected, laughing in the cold crater of a silver moon. Red fox foraging in tall grass. The small mouse silently rowing her little boat through the long meadow. Nipples bleed red streaks in the milk. Garden rose bleeding on dry ground back to the wall. Thorns flashing like switchblades. Red ponies with dragging saddles. An a cappella song in the dusty aftermath of internal battles and the narrowing path. The smoked honey smell of autumn. Leaves turn wetly fallen on fermenting fruit. Where is the edge of orange or purple? And what does she suffer to bleach out or bruise that way in the dark matter stretching between stars?